Welcome to the Situation Update for Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me on a somber day here. Of course, this is in the hours after the devastating earthquake in Turkey, also affecting Syria. And the latest information we have is that something like 3,000 to 5,000 buildings collapsed. And I'm going to play some of the footage for you here as I talk about this earthquake. There were two earthquakes, at least as reported. The first one, a 7.8 on the Richter, and then I think 12 hours later or so, a 7.5 on the Richter. And devastation was complete in certain areas. It looked like an atomic bomb had dropped on some cities. And sadly, you know, not only were the thousands of people killed immediately, you know, a building falls on you, whether you're inside the building or standing outside. Some of these buildings fell over sideways, as you can see. But there are also people trapped who are still alive. They may be injured. They may be running out of water, running out of food, losing blood, running out of hope. And we want to offer our prayers to all those people who were impacted there in Turkey and in Syria. And although they are mostly Muslims in that country and may not pray to the same God that you and I do, we nevertheless pray to our God for their safety and protection. No one deserves to suffocate and die a horrendous death buried under the rubble of hundreds of tons of concrete, right? And I've felt the reverberations of this spiritually all day. It's been a really strange day for me as well. And it's always hard to know if you're having a strange day, is it because of what you are experiencing directly? Or is it also because maybe you're tuned in to some other things happening in the world, you know, cries of pain or suffering or screams of death or fear in those who are involved in this earthquake? And I do believe the human brain is an antenna. And we not only transmit information and concepts and ideas, but we also receive them from others. And so I've felt very unsettled all day, and I've had several weird things happen. I won't bore you with what they are, but it's been a very strange day for me as well. Nevertheless, I was able to record a couple of short podcasts about the earthquake. I may play those here, or I may just kind of restate it in a shorter format. I'm not sure yet. But when something like this happens, especially when it's outside of our control, you know, this isn't one of those disasters that you can blame on bad government or stupid people. This is just, this is living on planet Earth. And the tectonic plates upon which we build our cities, those plates slide and shift and they buckle and they release energy and they send shockwaves through the soil. Ripples like water, but on land, and it topples buildings, especially buildings that perhaps weren't built to survive earthquakes, you know, Tokyo style, right? So Japan has the world's best anti-earthquake, or let's say earthquake-resistant engineering for their buildings. Well, in a place like Turkey, you know, you can't build super expensive, super high-tech buildings for everybody. It's unaffordable. It's not possible. So you make do with what you have. You build the way you can. You do the best you can. But concrete reinforced with rebar can only handle so much lateral stress, especially. It's not necessarily the up and down stress. It's the lateral stress, the shifting from side to side, that weakens and breaks those walls and then causes the building to come down. So I don't think that anyone is to blame on this. It's not the fault of any person or any group of people, but it is something that we need to be prepared for because there are things outside of our control. Whether it's earthquakes or grid down cyber attacks or meteor strikes on planet Earth, right? Or hurricanes, tsunamis, what have you. There are things outside of our control, including, by the way, World War III outside of our control, ICBMs, nuclear weapons, nuclear terrorism. Completely outside of our control. And that's why we prepare. That's why we have extra food and extra supplies. And that's why we carry flashlights, everyday carry, EDC flashlights. Sure would be handy if you're stuck under the rubble of a concrete building you know, to be able to see a little bit, right? So this is why we prepare, because the unknown can strike at any moment. So I meant to announce yesterday the dollar amount that we are ready to donate to the food banks in Florida and other places around America. I made this promise a few months ago that whatever we earn from the Truth About Cancer, their, what's it called, the Propaganda Exposed promotion that we did, I forgot, was that October or September? I forgot when. And I said that as soon as we got the check, which I expected in January, as soon as we got the check, we would make that donation either in food or cash or what have you. And we got the check. We deposited it. It is $15,055.41, okay? That's the check amount. And we want to thank Ty and Charlene Bollinger for offering us that affiliate earnings amount there, $15,000 plus. And we want to thank you for supporting them and us in this effort. And so now we have $15,000 worth of, well, value that we can donate. And I want to run this by you, want to make sure it's okay with everybody. We want to donate some of that to the victims, the earthquake victims in Syria and in Turkey. Even though I know I'd said that I intend for all this money to go to hungry Americans, and I do intend for the vast majority of it to go there. And we're working with a ministry in Florida called Harvest Time. I texted Pastor Murphy about 24 hours ago. He hasn't replied yet. I think he's strongly occupied with this earthquake situation. But I texted him. He's going to put me in touch with his logistics coordinator to receive pallets or cash. And I think we're going to send pallets for America, and then we're going to send some cash if they are able to move it into the Middle East there and help some of those earthquake victims. So we're currently researching what's the best way to get cash to some of those people. But if you're okay with this, and I'd really welcome your comments, would it be okay if we donated $3,000 to the Middle East? I know it, you know, it's small, but it's something. And then the other $12,000 to hungry Americans, as we originally had promised. And I hope that this is, you know, $15,000 in the big picture doesn't mean much, but it's something. It does count. With $12,000 worth of food or nutrition and supplements in America, you can feed a lot of people. And we have a lot of food that we purchased at bargain wholesale prices because of the purchase volumes that we have. And we can donate a tremendous amount of food in America to go to the food banks and the churches and the groups that feed the homeless and the groups that feed veterans and so on. So that's my plan. Unless anybody strongly protests that, I want to donate 4/5 of this money to America, and then 1/5, see if we can send it over to the Middle East where these earthquake victims are suffering quite dearly. Because no matter how bad your day was, or even no matter how bad my day was, it's not nearly as bad as those people living there in the middle of the morning. Just boom, you're living on the 7th floor of a 12-floor building, and then you feel the building swaying, right? And then you start to hear crunch, 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 and you realize, like, the building is falling. The bottom levels are collapsing, and the whole building is moving down, and you're nearly free-falling, almost weightless, so you can't really do much, right? And you're just moving down. And then at some point, the floor explodes upward underneath you. That's when your floor hits the rubble pile underneath you. So the floor explodes underneath you, and then the ceiling crushes down upon you. That's what thousands of people experience, maybe tens of thousands. We ought to be able to help them at least a little, maybe more than a little, do what we can. But I also want to keep the bigger perspective in mind in all of this, because as much as we try to help people who are suffering for things outside of their control, like natural disasters, by far the largest amount of human suffering on planet Earth is caused by governments, corrupt governments, genocidal governments, democide governments, that's death by government, governments that start wars, nuclear wars, governments that bomb other innocent countries or bomb their infrastructure, which America is well known for doing around the world, bombing civilian infrastructure, wiping it out. and causing, for example, just in Iraq, causing 500,000 Iraqi civilians to die over the period of the Iraq war. And that was unnecessary. That was human caused. And then we have the vaccine. The vaccine has killed at least 20 million people around the world so far. And that number continues to increase by the day. It's well over 1 million Americans and probably significantly more. And it has maimed many more, multiples of that, both domestically and globally. So for every person that's suffering under a collapsed building, there are probably, I don't know, we could do the math, 10,000 people suffering from the spike protein, the deadly spike protein, which has just been linked, by the way, to hyper-accelerated aging. I don't have time to go into the study here right now, but there is a new study out there, got published, and it showed that the spike protein causes your body to rapidly age. And this then explains what's happening with all the accelerated cancer tumor growth, and also heart attacks, reduced infertility, cognitive dysfunction, and so many other things. It's another kill vector. It's not just infertility and causing people to not have babies, and it's not just killing you with myocarditis and heart attacks, is killing you with accelerated aging. And I ran across an article by Brian Wilkins at thecovidblog.com that contains really shocking information that's relevant to this. If you get the chance, definitely check out this article. It was actually published January 31st. And I didn't notice it until now, but it's called The Great Reset Accelerated 2. Eggs and red meat are poison. EU approves more bugs as marketable food, and the destruction or the destructive phenomenon of transmaxing, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But I think this is Brian Wilkins' best article ever. And in this article, he has the following paragraph. Quote, "We projected that the human population will be reduced by around 43% between January 1 of 2020 and December 31st of 2024, or a drop from 7.8 billion people to around 4.5 billion in that time frame. The powers that be and their government statistics agencies will never admit this is happening, however." Now, this struck me as incredibly insightful on the part of Brian Wilkins, because we just got jobs numbers a couple days ago here in the United States. And even as we are seeing tech companies laying off people like crazy, the jobs numbers were so remarkably positive that everyone who has any IQ about finance looked at these jobs numbers and said, that's fiction. You know, the Biden government claiming that new jobs have been exploding at levels that could not have been anticipated. So many millions of new jobs created. That's what they claim is happening. But you and I know, just from reading the news, looking at all the layoffs, massive layoffs in real estate, in manufacturing, in tech industries, massive layoffs across the board, right? And the economy is collapsing. We see dropping demand for cardboard, dropping demand for transportation and truck drivers. FedEx is laying off a bunch of its airplane pilots and airplane crews because they just don't need to move as many boxes around anymore. And it's on and on and on. In almost every sector, except perhaps medicine, you get massive layoffs. And yet we're told by the government that job growth is exploding. It's better than ever. And when you realize the degree to which government is lying to us, then you realize, which I think this is what Brian Wilkins is pointing out here, you realize they can lie to us about how many people are dying too. And they can keep telling you, keep taking the jabs, do the injections, more mRNA for you. And while people are dying, literally by the billions globally, the same governments of the world that were ordered to lie about COVID and lie about the vaccines, they will lie about how many people are dying. You can't trust government numbers about who's living and who's dying, who has jobs, or who's unemployed. You can't trust it one bit. The only thing that you can really trust in that realm is what you can see around you, what you're getting directly or from people that you know personally, not off the fake news, not from the fake government, not from the twisted pro-censorship WHO, not from, you know, demon-infested Pfizer, which we'll talk about later, not from any of those sources. You can only trust what you are seeing and hearing and experiencing. And the hard part about this is that the very people being killed by these vaccines, they can no longer speak about it because they're dead. And that's part of the plan, to kill off so many people so quickly that they can't even speak out. And they combine that with incredible censorship. And have you wondered, where are all the workers? Have you wondered this? Where are all the workers? How come small businesses can't hire enough people? Why is there a labor shortage everywhere, even now, with reduced demand as well? Where are all the workers? Where did everybody go? How come you go to a bank and they don't have enough people there? You call a company, they don't have enough people. They can't return your calls. They can't get anything done. You talk to a government office. Oh, they're 18 months behind, like the IRS. They're years behind. Why? Can't get enough people. Where did all the people go? And I think a significant part of this answer is they're dead. They're dead. And I think that there is a global cover-up to try to convince us that the economies are still doing great and the stock market is great and everything is thriving, while in reality, behind the curtain, human civilization is collapsing by the day. Collapsing, you know, kind of like, sadly, those buildings in Turkey. Like, there has been this massive earthquake in terms of the bioweapons and the vaccines, the depopulation injections, and it has sent out these waves, these rippling waves and effects across the planet, across the economies. We're looking at the collapse of Western Europe and the collapse of the U.S. economy, massive across-the-board downsizing and layoffs, and people becoming so desperate, that there was a shocking story out of Austin, Texas, where there are people in Austin, Texas, that were fighting over dumpster food that was dumped outside the back of an HEB grocery store. This story was covered by Fox 7 Austin, as well as the Gateway Pundit. And it said that there was a power outage at the grocery store. And by the way, we're hearing about a lot of those, aren't we? Huh? More food sabotage. There was a whole string of power outages at grocery stores in Montana a couple of months ago. And so because of the power outage, the HEB grocery store was throwing out, you know, thousands of dollars worth of food, formerly frozen food, that had thawed. And so you don't know if it's safe to eat, right? Because if you don't keep it frozen, you know, weird things start to grow. So they threw this out in the dumpsters, and then somebody in Austin put out the word on a couple of online sites and was like, hey, there's like free dumpster groceries outside the back of this HEB. 250 people showed up and began fighting over this dumpster food. Folks, this is America. And Austin is supposed to be a liberal utopia. It's run by Democrats. It's run by woke idiots, you know? They're supposed to be progressive and tolerant and nonviolent. And then it's like, give me that frozen shrimp and whitefish, you know, just smashing each other, kicking each other in the teeth. Ground beef, not that rotten yet, you know? Just fighting over dumpster food in America, in Texas. This was in South Austin on William Cannon and I-35. That's the intersection there for that HEB store. So let's see, the constable, which that's a law enforcement position in Texas. Travis County Precinct 4, Constable George Morales said that 250 people showed up and fought over the groceries. But again, we're told that everything's fine. The economy is good. Everybody has a job. Stock market's great. There's no starvation, we're told. There's no food inflation, we're told. And yet in America, people are fighting each other over dumpster food, dumpster groceries. By the way, speaking of the food industry and also collapsing jobs, Beyond Meat, you know, the fake meat company, they're cutting 20% of their workforce. Several of their top executives have left. Their stocks are sliding. Beyond Meat stock is down 67% compared to a year ago. Yep. Turns out not that many people want to eat fake meat. Especially if that fake meat tastes like crap. It's like fake meat, but it's real crap. And it's all GMO too, you know? It's all greenwashing. And then Impossible Foods also cut 20% of their workforce because nobody wants to eat fake meat that's called Impossible. It's like, this tastes impossibly nasty. That's amazing. And now, by the way, they're going after eggs, right? The World Economic Forum, according to newspunch.com, that did an article on this, the WEF vows to ban dangerous eggs, claiming they found a study that blames eggs for people's heart attacks, right? So, I mean, they're blaming everything for the heart attacks, of course, everything except the vaccines. And the same people that are telling you that you should be eating bugs, of course, they tell you shouldn't be eating eggs or meat. You should eat bugs and GMOs and canola oil and processed food garbage and take injections. You know, don't you dare rely on your immune system. Don't you dare take ivermectin or zinc or vitamin D. Mm-mm. Don't you dare eat eggs, even though eggs are basically the world's best whole food vitamin. In fact, I was feeding my dogs some fresh raw eggs again this evening. And when people see my dogs, by the way, they often say, wow, how is their coat so healthy looking, so shiny and smooth? Like, it's raw eggs. Feed them eggs because, you know, we have backyard chickens and feed them the raw eggs. That's the whole secret right there. It's very simple. Are you getting the picture here that literally everything that the mainstream media tells you to do is the opposite of what you should do? Back in the 1970s and 80s, they tried to scare everybody away from eggs and butter. They said, oh, no, eat canola oil, margarine. Have these trans fats. Eat this fake butter. Different kinds of vegetable oil spreads. It's all toxic garbage that has caused more heart disease and strokes and cardiovascular problems. That's the toxin right there. And then you add spike protein to that and it's boom. Man, heart attack, death. And of course, they're going to be attacking vitamin C soon in America. They already attacked that in Canada and the EU and Australia. Any nutrition, you know, New Zealand even. Can't have nutrition. You have to have mRNA injections. What they say, those vitamins might be dangerous. Here, take these spike proteins. You know, don't eat those eggs. Those eggs might be bad for you. Oh my God, you're going to eat eggs. Even though, like, practically every animal on the planet has been eating eggs for as long as there have been animals on the planet. Everything from dogs and lizards and birds. Yeah, birds eat eggs too. And, you know, wild hogs and everything, and people, because eggs are the nutrients necessary to grow a new life. If you think about it, it's the perfect vitamin. But now you're told, no, they're toxic. Stay away from eggs. Don't you eat those eggs. It's amazing how they can just scare people into being complete idiots, isn't it? Just scare people. Well, there's a virus. Watch out. Get injections. Here. And you're like, what's in the injections? We don't know. Just take it. Take it. Hurry. Take it. But don't eat eggs. By the way, you got to watch this 26-second video from the Grammys. The total demonic, just right in your face, pure demonism, Luciferianism, and it's all sponsored by Pfizer. Watch this video. It's unreal. So there you go. It's all right in your face, folks. They're not hiding it at all. And Pfizer is happy to sponsor this, you know, and the broadcast networks are very, very happy to carry this. Have you noticed? The corporate establishment, they won't let anybody talk about anything that's true. You can't talk about how a baby that's not yet born is a human life. You can't talk about how the vaccines are bioweapons or even SARS-CoV-2 being a bioweapon. You can't talk about how to prevent cancer with nutrition. You can't even talk about vitamin D. You can't talk about, you know, anything that would prevent COVID, that's for sure. Can't talk about ivermectin. But what you can do on the networks is you can praise, the evil demon Lucifer. You can perform music and just recreate hell on earth. And then that will be sponsored by Pfizer or brought to you by Pfizer. Pfizer has no qualms about supporting this, and neither do the networks, because, of course, the cult of Luciferianism has taken over society today. It's very, very sick. It's twisted. It's evil. And it's headed for a collapse. By the way, in other subjects, in terms of content and programming and so on, I did complete an interview with Martin Armstrong in studio, and we are working on that. Had a few little audio glitches here and there, and so trying to clean that up and get it presentable for you. That should be coming out pretty soon. And I did another in-studio interview yesterday that I think you'll enjoy. Going to hopefully bring that to you soon. Working on a lot of content, a lot of great guests for you. So I am, by the way, until we get all the studio problems and little glitches all worked out, I'm just canceling all the interviews for probably a couple of weeks. We gotta get everything kind of nailed down there in the studio. Got to make some improvements, but we'll be working on that, getting that ready, and then roll out some improved interviews as soon as we can. So anyway, that's a wrap for today for the main podcast here. I'm going to put a special report on the end of here that I recorded earlier, which has additional information about preparedness for earthquakes and a whole lot more. I want to thank you for your support. Also want to remind you, of course, that for emergency preparedness, be sure to visit the Satellite Phone Store. That's our sponsor in that space, SAT123.com. When the earthquakes come, or the cyclones, or the tornadoes, or the tsunamis, or whatever, when it comes, and you don't have a functioning power grid, and you need to communicate, as long as there are satellites in orbit, you can still make calls and receive calls and send texts and so on using satellite phones. SAT123.com. They've saved many lives already, and they're saving lives every day all around the world. So we thank them for their support, and we encourage you to check them out. It can save your life too. Remember, I don't travel without one of these sat phones in my car, plugged in one of the chargers, one of the outlets in my car. It's plugged in, so it's always charged. And I have the phone number written in tape on the side of the antenna that folds out, and all the dialing instructions there for how to dial other people's cell phones, how to dial sat phones, how to dial landlines, and so on. So I travel with it all the time. Backup communications device. But thank you for all your support. Here's the special report that I recorded earlier, and then I will talk with you tomorrow. Take care. These devastating earthquakes in Turkey are just, I mean, it's beyond insane. Back to back, 7.5 on the Richter scale. Entire cities have been leveled, turned to rubble, with people inside the homes and the buildings. This is an international crisis. There are so many people who are trapped and so many who have been killed or injured. Turkey is going to need tremendous help. Talking with people about what we can do to help those in Turkey, and I'll keep you posted. In the meantime, this is a very important reminder for those of us who are not in Turkey of how quickly the world around us can collapse. And those of us in the United States, which is most of my listening audience, you could find yourself in a city turned into a electronics null and void zone instantly because of the EMP weapons that China could unleash against us using the, you know, balloons that we recently saw. So if you think about what's happening in Turkey and the desperation there, also think that it's not just something that could, you know, it's going to be a world away. It's something that could happen to you in an instant, just a single instant. Your world could be turned into a Mad Max zone. And our world is more fragile than most people believe. It's very fragile. It's not just that earthquakes can happen, but of course, asteroid impacts can happen. One impact can thrust enough material into the atmosphere to halt growing seasons for 2 or 3 years. One impact. Or one impact could unleash a massive tidal wave, a tsunami, across the entire rim of the Atlantic or the Pacific, or even the Indian Ocean, for example, depending on where the meteor hits, or the comet. Your world can be destroyed in an instant with nuclear weapons. And we are marching into a nuclear conflict with Russia right now. In fact, it's almost as if the woke lunatics in the State Department are begging for a nuclear conflict with Russia. They want Russia to nuke America. And that's what it seems like to me. That's my analysis, but that's what it looks like. You could lose the power grid instantly because of cyber attacks. You could lose the banking system because of a financial collapse or currency wars. You could lose your town because of an invasion, especially if you're near the southern U.S. border. Or if you're on the West Coast, there could be an invasion following an EMP. I covered that yesterday. The point is that most people depend on, they count on systems working day after day, and they're living right on the edge of needing those systems to function in order for them to survive themselves. In other words, they don't have the water, they don't have the food, the emergency medicine, even the firearms, the ballistic protection. They don't have bug-out plans or extra stored gasoline or diesel. They don't have a plan to live in a society where things stop functioning. They don't have a plan at all. It's not like they even have a plan that just isn't very good. They don't have a plan. They just live day to day, and that's it. When these systems go down, they will find themselves in absolute chaos. And the situation in Turkey, you know, you can't blame these people who are victims of these earthquakes. And that's true for a lot of things, you know, like meteors crashing into the planet or foreign cyber attacks on the U.S. power grid. You can't blame the victims, but yet all of us can do more to prepare for the unexpected. We can do more to be ready for the collapse of the infrastructure. There are things that we can do to get ourselves ready. And if you're a prepper, you're doing many of those things. And what I ask you today is, are you doing enough? Have you done enough? When you look at some of these cities in Turkey that have been struck by these earthquakes, it is clear that they will not have a functioning infrastructure for many weeks, perhaps months. And for the buildings to be rebuilt, years. But just to have electricity, it's going to be a very long time. And to have running water, you know, one of the things that earthquakes do very effectively is they sever water mains, you know, water delivery lines and gas lines. They sever the pipes that allow the infrastructure to function. They topple the utility poles. They take down the power grid. And when it all happens at once, it's very difficult for crews to get those systems up and running again because they have so many emergencies to deal with simultaneously. And when there's such a wide region that is struck, like we're seeing in Turkey right now, the emergency services, even international aid, is spread thin. So imagine if you're living in the United States and let's say an EMP weapon is set off and half the country, for example, has no electricity, no power grid. That is so much worse than just one city losing its power grid because other cities could normally come to its aid. But if all those cities, or let's say all the cities in a region, lose electricity, then all the responders are occupied trying to get their own power grid back online. No one can come to the aid of anyone else because everybody is on the edge of survival. Everybody's trying to stay alive. Now, another very important point to think about here is that Turkey is predominantly an Islamic fundamentalist country, which means, by the way, regardless of what you believe of Muslim people or Islam or what have you, but Turkey is a country where people do tend to follow the rules more than what you see in America. Now, Turkey is not as much of a rule follower as, let's say, Japan or, you know, Sweden or some of the Nordic countries. But Turkey, because they most people follow the same religion, they have similar values, they will work together. And they're mostly the same ethnicity, right? They will tend to work together. Whereas when there's a collapse like that in America, because of the journo-terrorism narrative of the mainstream media, they have tried to pit blacks against whites, for example, or Asians against blacks, and so on. They've tried to pit Latinos against whites. They've created all this animosity that will tend to come out in times of extreme distress. And we're already seeing, even in normal times, without a catastrophic collapse, we're seeing a lot of these blue cities suffering from widespread flash mob looting, crimes, carjackings. I saw a video yesterday of a car driving through a mall after smashing through the front entrance. Just drove through the mall and hit a shop and stole everything, and then drove back out through the mall. Like, that's crazy. And that's what's happening in America. More and more things like that are being seen in America. And it's very likely that any kind of a collapse in America will be amplified by the lack of civility or the animosity between different types of people, different people of different skin colors, for example. Although it's completely unnecessary, it's completely fabricated by the media. There's no legitimate reason for a person of color to hate a white person, but it's being taught. Hatred is being taught by the woke culture. Hatred against whites, for the most part, by the way. That hatred is taught, and it's being taught to children in the schools as well. And because of that left-wing hatred, left-wing intolerance, any kind of collapse or chaos or difficult situation will be exacerbated by the lack of civility. You will have less cooperation than you should have. And that will become characteristic of America in the next great collapse, whatever that looks like, a financial collapse, you know, a natural disaster like this, earthquake, a financial collapse, war, what have you. Now, to the extent that you can help others in a crisis, you can help heal some of those wounds, by the way. And you can prevent clashes or violence between groups that have been taught to hate each other. This is why it's important to not only prepare for yourself, but also to think about community-level preparedness. What can you prepare that will help others as well? How can your preparedness supplies be stretched to help lots of other people, other families, and people of a different color, people of different ethnicities in times of need? And, you know, I'm blessed by your support and by God to be able to engage in some pretty extensive preparedness stockpiling for community-level response. So if something were to happen locally, rather catastrophic, and if the local emergency services were overwhelmed, I would be able to give out food. I'd be able to give out emergency sanitizers. I've got the anti-radiation cesium eliminator formula. And I've mentioned before that I have stockpiled, I believe it's 10,000 kilos of that formula. I have it in a warehouse in Central Texas, ready to donate to the state of Texas in the case of a nuclear emergency. And that stuff lasts forever too, by the way, so it's not going bad. But that's not everybody can afford to do that, and I get that, and that's fine. And if you can prepare for yourself and a few other families, then you can really help save lives. And you can be a healing force in your local community. Humanity is facing many simultaneous crises right now. It's not just this earthquake in Turkey. It is nuclear war that's coming. It's EMP weapons. It's starvation, famine, food scarcity, food inflation, currency collapse that's coming, and an energy collapse that has been engineered by the same woke idiots that are getting us into nuclear war, by the way. A lot of these crises are human-made. Some are not. Some are, quote, natural disasters, but a lot of them are human engineered. And so one of the best ways to avoid human suffering or to help prevent suffering is to teach people to reject wokeism, to reject the failed policies of the left, and get us back to liberty and freedom and honesty and rationality. You want to end human suffering? End wokeism. End their censorship. End all of the horrible attributes of the radical left, their hatred, the fact that they teach anti-white racism to children today, the fact that they're pushing genital mutilation of children. You want to end human suffering? End left-wing fascism and Marxism and wokeism and the cults of transgenderism and the cult of COVID, the cult of Luciferianism. That's how you end human suffering in the aggregate, is by ending the human-engineered forms of suffering that have been unleashed upon us like weapons against humanity. We can't stop earthquakes, but we can stop wokeism. We can stop genital mutilations of children. We can stop the hatred of the radical left. So join me in that fight for freedom and truth. And the way we help our fellow men and women on this planet is by uplifting them through awareness and also through preparedness and giving them the gift of getting red-pilled, frankly. The more that we can function as rational people, the more that we can be prepared, then the better we are equipped to handle those events that we cannot control. So when those earthquakes strike or those typhoons strike or, you know, space rocks, when they hit us, we will be so much better able to handle that when we have a civilization that's rooted in preparedness and redundancy, local redundant food supplies, for example, backup medical supplies, backup communications, backup money systems, and a sense of helping each other, helping your fellow man or woman, helping them see the truth and make it through these challenges that we are increasingly facing as a species on this planet. And if you thought these earthquakes were bad in Turkey, you should think about the fact that the globalists have engineered a biological weapon and they've inserted it into needles and they've injected over 5 billion people on this planet with a death sentence injection. All man-made, all a weapon against humanity. It all could have been stopped. But because radical leftists, they wanted censorship, they wanted control over speech, they created a condition where those of us who told the truth could not be heard by the billions. And so billions will die. Far more than the thousands or tens of thousands being killed in Turkey by the earthquake, billions will die on this planet because of globalism and wokeism and bioweapons and censorship and engineered famine and all of those horrible weapons that have been unleashed against humanity, unleashed in a way that could have been stopped if we had been able to reach more people with the truth. But I'm reaching you with the truth. You are informed. You're awake. You're alive. You're aware. You're resilient. But you live in a world of very fragile people, unprepared people, brainwashed and indoctrinated people who've never had access to the truth like you do. So count your blessings, folks. Count your blessings. I do. We can navigate this. Let's try to save and help and awaken as many people as we can during this process. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.